أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. Amma Bad, our today's lecture on Asool is regarding the topic Ta'aruzul Adilla, that contradiction of the narrations and what are the rules in solving them. So in general, the contradiction of Adilla refers to the Ayat, to the Ijma, and to the one of them coming from by way of reason also. But majority of the contradiction that we will discuss will be related to the narrations only. And for classifying that how these contradictions arise, there are certain ways that what are the causes of these contradictions to arise. So they are with reference to the narrator and with reference to the Masoom. So when considering with reference to the narrator, they can be of the following types. For example, the ikhtilafat nashi as rawat, that ikhtilaf nashi as kasoor-e-fahm, that for example the narrator sometime does not completely understand that what the imam wanted to say. And when he describes, so he describes in a different way. And another narrator, when he hears the same thing, he describes it in a different way. The other is the ikhtilaf nashi az nakl bamana. Majority of the narrations or many of the narrations which are present, because some of them were long and some of the narrators, they couldn't remember the exact words of the imam, so they did narrations by way of the meanings of the sentences, not the actual sentences which were uttered by Imam alayhi salam. So they are known as nakal bamana, that they are transmitting the meanings of the narrations of the Holy Prophet or the Imam which narrated to them. And the third is the ikhtilaf nashi as istintaf, that istintaf means that if some nuskha, some book is written by someone and another one wants to copy it, so when they try to copy it, so there are some notes at the sides or at the end. So sometimes they think that the notes are separate, and sometimes they think that the notes are included within the narration. So the ikhtilaf, the contradiction, they arise by way of copying from one nuskha, one manuscript to the other manuscript. And then is the ikhtilaf nashi as takti, that when the bigger encyclopedias were prepared, like Al-Kafi, they took the narrations from the previous books which were known as Asool. So in the narration, they cut it and pasted it topic-wise, made them topic-wise. So in this process of takti, some of the chain of the narrators were dropped, because to avoid the length of the written work. So due to this takti, there are some differences, some contradictions they arose regarding especially the sanad of the narrators. And then the ikhtilaf nashi as hadaf al-fikrat, some of the very famous scholars, when they knew that this narration has got certain sentences which are against the true beliefs of the Imamiya, so they omitted those sentences. For example, Sheikh Sudhu, and so the difference of narration leads to the from the Hazaful Fikrat, that omitting of some of the sentences which at the time of compilation of a bigger book or encyclopedia of Hadith, some Hazaful Fikrat in them. And then the Ikhtilaf Nashiyah Jal, some of the Ravis which are Zaif, some of the Ravis which are making the Jal or which are making certain errors in the narration and which have got Sahv and Nisyan, and so they didn't narrate it properly and they made the Jal of the Hadith Jali. And then these narrations also came in and they lead to the difference of opinion of the narration. So we will consider them one by one. For example, the first narration, the example of that, there is one narrator, Ammar Sabati, and there is another narrator, Muhammad bin Muslim. Both of them, they went to Imam alayhi salam, Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam, and they heard a narration. While Ammar Sabati says that Imam said that As-Sunnat al-Fariza, that the Mustahabat, the Sunnat thing, are also obligatory. While Muhammad bin Muslim says that when I asked Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam that Ammar Sabati is narrating from you, that you said that Sunnat is Fariza, that Sunnat is obligatory, Imam said, فَقَالَ أَيْنَ يَذَبُ أَيْنَ يَذَبُ لَيْسَ حَاكَ حَدَسُ. Imam said, no, what he is saying, I didn't say that. إِنَّمَا قُلْتُ لَهُ مَنْ صَلَّى فَأَقْبَلَ عَلَى صَلَاتِ. Imam said that I said to him that if somebody said a wajib prayer and then he thought that there is something, there is some loss, there is some incompletion of attention or other things in that salat, so that can be completed by the sunnah or the nawafil. So that's what I meant. So Imam explained to Muhammad bin Muslim, while Ammar Sabati was thinking that Imam said that Sunnatul Farida, so there was some of the misunderstanding of the narrator that led to such kind of narrations. So that was arising in those cases. Similarly, there is a riwayat of Ibn Abi Basir. He was put into prison and his books were put in a room by his sister, and then the rain came and some of his books, they were destroyed by the water of the rain. So when Ibn Abi Umair came back from the prison, he tried to consult his books, so he narrated from his memory and dropped some of the asnad, that some of the sanad which were not clearly visible due to the effect of rain water, but the text he mostly remembered, or the text was mostly clear, so that whatever he reported, so he misses the sanad, and his missing of the sanad is still accepted because some narration is coming from Ibn Abi Umair, and that is one of the causes of the nakal bil mana, that somebody is narrating the meanings of the hadith, not the exact words, because sometimes the exact words were not available to the memory or to the in the book written form, and the narrator has to use the nakal bin mana that has to transmit it by explaining the meanings of the some of the things, like the narration here, As-salatu fi wabra kulli shayin haram aklau was-salatu fi wabra wa sharihi wa jildihi wa bolihi wa royatihi wa albanati wa kullu shayin minna fasidatum la tukmilu tilka salat hatta tusalli fi ghairi mimma ahallallahu aklau. Ayatullah Sistani says that the way this narration is coming from Ibn Abi Umair, it means that he is doing nakal bil mana, because the way he is repeating some of the different things, some of the different applications, that's not the usual way of Imam, that Imam does it. Probably Ibn Abi Umair is doing nakal bil mana and trying to make the people understand that what did Imam meant to say regarding this hadith. Then the ikhtilaf nashi from istintaf, that some of the writers, they were in the old handwriting, the waf and the an, they have got similar type of appearance. So when they were considering that waw, it means both the narrators, and when they were saying an, it means one narrating, narrator is narrating from the other. So they too have got different meaning. So this difference of opinion is coming from the istintaq, and that is found in the books of Sheikh Tusi, and one of the examples is given over here. And similarly, in another narration, wazadat wahidatun is the word that's why the, it looks like to be added due to the writing after istintaq, and it does not look to be appeared in the original narration from the Imam. So some of the words which the people who are copying it, they thought that they are coming from the Imam, and originally they were present in the copies as an explanation of the narrations from the Imam. So the later coming scholars, they find out that what is the actual situation, that what is the actual words of the Imam, and what is looks like to be apparently is something addition from the istintaq in that matter. The other is that the ikhtilaf is coming from the takti, when bigger encyclopedia they were prepared, they found it that they cut the hadith, for example, like the during the preparation of Al-Kafi and other books, other encyclopedias. So the sum of the chain of the narration, they cut it to avoid the lengthiness of the books, and they put the narrators as a mashikha at the end of their books, like Tehzeeb, like Man La Yahzul Faqih. So in that case, when the takti was done, so there was difference of text in the narration, and that is based due to takti, due to preparation of the bigger encyclopedias from the original books, which were usul. Usul was the original books which was recorded from Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam mostly, and Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam mostly, and also from other Aimma alayhi salam, like Imam Musa Kazim alayhi salam. Some of the books were recorded, and even they have been published these days also. So from the original books of Asal Asul, there were 400 books of Usul from which the Encyclopedia of Usul-e-Kafi, Malla Yahzir al-Faqih, At-Tahzib and Istibsar, they were prepared. And these four encyclopedias, the Kutub-e-Arba, and the preparation of these Kutub-e-Arba from the Usul, that was by way of Takti, that they cut off the text of the Hadith and pasted it topic-wise in the preparation of the encyclopedia, and that led to the difference of opinion regarding the text, that some of the text, some words of the text are missing in one encyclopedia and are included in other encyclopedia. For example, in the Sahiha Hasan ibn Ala, it has been narrated that Qultu li Abi Abdillah alayhi salam ma yahillu li rajul min maal waladihi kala quwwatihi bighair sarafin idha istara ilayhi. So similarly, his narration, and after the narration, that Imam alayhi salam said that pither, that the father used in this case, doesn't need to have, and there the makharij of the person and the farzand are the same. So if the israf is not done, so Imam explained the hadith that this is due to takti, that the meanings and the words have changed a little and the meanings have been made different in these cases. So any questions in this regard, so we will consider those now. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.